This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Dan, I hope you have popcorn back there. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about.
Am I allowed to go downstairs and buy a pop or something, Dan?
So this is his way of saying he doesn't care. I don't know. Is that what you're saying? If you don't want to be a part of the conversation,
I'm just going to sit here and listen.
I need you to have a conversation
you
with me about
ask,
this.
You can ask me stuff, but I'm going to sit here and listen.
The House, the Ohio House, voted 90 to nothing yesterday.
Andy Baskin getting ready to jump on his soapbox.
It's okay. The House voted 90 to nothing on House Bill 184.
90 to nothing?
90 to nothing. I think that's a blowout.
On approving funds for the new Dome Stadium?
No, I think that's a blowout. It would prohibit NIL contracts from extending beyond a student's time in college. A move supporters say is necessary to prevent companies from locking young athletes into unfair agreements. So bravo. The interesting part of the wording of that, and it still needs to be passed by the Senate. So here's the interesting part. Define a student's time in college. Because as I've said before, if you're paying money to go to a university, why should you be excluded from any athletic team? Should you be eligible? Should you be worthy of being on that team? Especially now with roster limits. If you're a student who goes to a college and you excel at basketball, why should you not be able to play as long as you are a student there? And that also could mean maybe you want to start all over again. And that could give you 8 years. Or perhaps you want to be a doctor alongside. And who knows how long that takes, depending on the school, right? Why shouldn't you be able to play college athletics as long as you are enrolled in a school, especially if school has a student athletic fee that's included in your bill? Like I do believe our alma mater, Jeff, Kent State, had that while we were there because we got to pay for that beautiful field house that the students weren't allowed to use while I was there, except for the same hours that the caddies were allowed to use the pool in Caddyshack.
1 o'clock until 1:15?
Yeah, I think it was till 1:10 at the time. So I this is coming, especially if it hits the courts. And I was reading the other day that it looked like there was a lawsuit that was just brewing on this too, that as long as you are an athlete at a school, why would you not be eligible to continue playing? Especially if you can make NIL money while you were doing it and still going to school. So what's to stop someone from playing college athletics? If you're a participant and you are paying money to go to the school, even if you're getting NIL and you still want to pay for your education, which would be great, and they don't give you a free ride, and you are talented enough to be on a Division I school, what's to stop you from wanting to play 5, 6, 7, 8 years? Why do you lose the right than any other student would have? Tell me, my friend, why should they only be able to play 5 years at the most? That's what they're looking for. How long should they be able to play?
Well, you get 5 years for 4 years of eligibility.
So right now they're kicking 5 years around to let you play for a full 5 years because sometimes it takes a student 5 years to graduate. Undergrad. I'm just talking undergrad.
COVID years, you know, we've had guys in school for 7 years. Combine that with redshirt and everything else. Andy, you and I just have an inherent disagreement on this. College is college. College is not what you do for the rest of your life. And
I just
don't think someone should have limitless, you know, it's not like going to a restaurant and having limitless French fries.
You could have limitless
college,
time.
College athletics shouldn't be limitless. I mean, why, you wouldn't have to go to Istanbul to make a living. You could just
true.
You could just stay in college and play for 15 years.
Would you want to go to Istanbul? I mean, I've heard you say before that you don't want some of these NFL teams that if they wanted to start in Europe, that they shouldn't have to go over and be separated from their families. So now you would have the opportunity to do that here in the United States. I just took your own argument and twisted it.
No, I don't. Yes. I don't have an argument about it. You shouldn't have limitless college eligibility. Sorry.
Because
you shouldn't. College is a time of your life. You get 4 years. You get 5 years to get four in. That's enough. Move on. Go sell insurance.
But what about people that want to be doctors? They know they've got to be in school for more than 4 years.
Well, that's their choice.
So you're saying, and I'm asking, I'm not saying anything.
It's your topic,
It makes it sound
your
like
topic.
It makes it sound like you believe.
I told you what I said.
That athletic participation should be limited to your undergraduate years. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 5 years to get four in. If you happen to be a graduate student in your fifth year and you were redshirted because of an injury, there, you're a grad student and you have eligibility.
Or what if you were just straight out redshirted?
Yeah, the same thing.
Well, you said injury. So if you got injured a year in a regular year.
5 years to have 4 years of eligibility.
But even the NCAA has given players 6 years on that. You could redshirt your freshman year. Straight out, and then have an injury. It used to be within the first 3 games.
You can always appeal for a redshirt.
For a six-year, yeah. But no more than 6 years, no more than seven. That. Yeah.
I think college is a nice time of your life, and then you get on with life.
I do, too.
I don't think you'll live there.
I think NIL has changed that. They're still there. Jeff, I was just at Kent a couple weeks ago. People that I went to school with there in the late 80s, still going to school there. Saw them on campus.
Seriously?
Still hanging out. No, I'm just kidding, but it wouldn't surprise
me. I told you,
me.
I went to school with a guy who was like 38 and had been there since he was 18.
Well, maybe your career should be being in school. I wonder if people think like you do. It's not that I don't agree with you, Jeff. I do think,
you don't agree with
no,
me.
No, I totally do. I totally agree with you that your athletic participation in college should be tied to your undergraduate degree or within 24 months of obtaining it if you're looking at a redshirt year or a medical redshirt year. I totally agree with you on that. I actually don't want to see people playing college forever. But I also don't think it's right that if you attend a university that you shouldn't have the same privilege as everybody else on campus to be able to participate in athletics while you're a student there. I mean, you're a part of the community, and if you're in your fifth or sixth year and you're good enough to continue to play, I don't know. I just don't see it happening at Division III or II. But at Division I, why shouldn't you be able to play a sixth year? Why shouldn't you be able to play a seventh year? Especially, and I don't know how this NIL bill would affect it, but if you were making money coming back the other way, like Quinn Ewers, we're talking about this, right? Had an $8 million offer to be at Texas again next year?
To transfer somewhere else.
Oh, just to leave. Okay. Yeah. And then he decided to go into the draft. And
Quinn obviously didn't major in finance.
And he blew what? Like $7.2 million?
Yeah, he got drafted in the seventh round by Miami, and his contract's like $1 million, which is still pretty good.
But I think about all the money he walked away from.
Exactly.
My point is, I'm just like, if you're part of the community there, why shouldn't you be able to play athletics? That's all. And if they want to cap the number of years you can play there, I wonder if they're going to be able to do that. Especially,
they already have.
Well, they're kicking it around right now. I mean, they were kicking around the fifth year for sure. And that might mean 7 years if you had a redshirt or a redshirt freshman year. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just kind of throwing it out there because these rules change every day. It feels like, you know, with the settlement and trying to figure out how college athletics is going to play out, who knows what it's going to look like. But I think we can agree on this, Jeff. College athletics is never going back to what it was. It's not.
See, that's fair.
And if that's the case, then if you're a student at the school, why shouldn't you be able to play? And it doesn't matter how many years you're there. If you're going to pay into it, and who knows. Dan, are you in on this or not? Should you be done, or should it be tied to your undergraduate degree?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
It's a fair way to say it, the undergraduate part.
You don't even say degree. It doesn't matter anymore.
You should get like 4 years. Like 4 years feels right. And maybe it's just because that's the way we've always done it. And I know that's the worst reason to do anything. But 4 years feels right. The whole thing of having...
Outside
like,
of redshirt and medical redshirt? So
yeah, are, I mean, are you you're going to have redshirt. You're going to have medical redshirts. You're always going to run taking,
once you start that clock, you know, that's how the NCAA plays that game.
So 4 years feels right. And again, maybe it's just that's the way we've always done it. And as terrible of a reasoning as that is to do things, I feel what makes, I mean, heck, if you've got 27, 28, 29-year-olds playing college football, it's not going to take away from the pageantry. It's not going to take away from everything that makes college football as fun as it is. I don't love it. I wouldn't want it, but I'm not going to sit here and throw a fit. I think it would make college football worse, honestly. Probably make it a worse product. But
I think so.
Because those are guys that wouldn't be able to play in the NFL.
Yeah, it would just turn into the, I mean, and I know everybody's going to go, oh, it already is. It's just going to turn into the minor leagues.
Well, it is with NIL. There's like question. Yeah. I mean, I do think it's, I think that we're, and I know you guys are going to laugh at me because I'm bringing up hockey, but I think we are totally 100% in that hockey world right now where, you know, kids would leave what would be the equivalent of high school in the United States. They'd go play juniors for a couple of years and then they would come in. And now, you know, especially with the way things are now where you could, because of money and money that kids were able to make in Canada, those kids have now flushed back into the NCAA going into next year. The odds of going from a high school to college right now are super slim in hockey. I mean, we're talking about, you know, you're already talking about kids at, not, and they're not kids anymore. They're 27, 28 years old playing college hockey right now because they sat out in the beginning and now they're there. And then you throw in, you know, what happened with COVID and what happened with extending out eligibility years and redshirt years and all that stuff. So, I mean, I had a friend who's playing, his kid plays for Utah. Now, they're not, this was a club thing. And he said, you know, he was like a first year kid out of high school, right? And they just went and played in the national tournament. And he said, at the end of the day, it was like, you know, if you were lucky enough to be somebody who was out of high school to go make a club team in college, that the majority of the guys on that team were with their wives and kids when the tournament games were over. They were probably better off babysitting than they were playing hockey with their friends. It's the whole dynamic of college athletics is just 100% blown up. It's not anything that I think any of us were used to when we were growing up, and I still think the changes are coming, big ones, even more. Danny Green, our Odyssey Sports NBA insider, is going to join us next right here at Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.